Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
If you have found your way to this episode, perhaps you've been in a relationship with a narcissist and have been told or heard it through the grapevine that you may be what is called an empath. But what exactly is an empath? What is the empath and the narcissist connection? And are there any tips to manage empathy for empaths? Today, we're going to talk about it.
Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time, I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
So what exactly is an empath? First, today, did you know that we have been listed in the top 15 podcasts on narcissistic abuse by blog.feedspot.com? I'll put a link in the show notes so you can check it out. Now, an empath is someone who by nature, or is it nurture, that is easily able to put themselves in another's shoes. They're adept at being able to read others, even read others' emotions, and in a way, interpret what is not being said. They are sympathetic, caring, oftentimes generous with time, and believe in the good of other people. They believe people are genuine and want to help others succeed and are purely motivated to do so. Empaths have also been called highly sensitive people or even healer by many sources. Being an empath has great qualities, but some people look to these traits to take advantage of these skills. So is there a connection between the empath and the narcissist? Let's take a look at it. When a narcissist, someone who exhibits grandiosity, characteristically has lack of empathy and continually seeks attention or supply on a feedback loop, and an empath form a connection, a cyclical pattern of dysfunction is about to develop. The narcissist is known for operating under the cycle of abuse. Please see the article which depicts the abuse cycle. Again, I'll leave that in the description below. The cycle of abuse consists of love bombing, devaluing, and discarding on a repeated cycle. The narcissist looks to the empath to keep a constant level of supply, which is attention, coming on a conveyor belt toward the narcissist to provide for validation and even energy to keep the narcissist going, while the empath is looking for love, support, which attracted the empath toward the narcissist in the beginning of the relationship. The narcissist engaged in what's called love bombing to hook in their target, which is the first stage of the abuse cycle. And the empath was enamored by it. But when accountability and a rapid decline in the relationship occurred, this is where other forms of manipulation, deceit, not to mention devaluing, was needed by the narcissist to keep the relationship progressing. When I say progressing, it's not in the sense of progressing in a positive sense. It's progressing from the viewpoint of the narcissist, which is a different thought process. Progressing to a narcissist means they are receiving supply continually. Now, narcissists are attracted to empaths, and empaths can be attracted to narcissists. So what is the empath to do if they find themselves in this situation? One, listen to your intuition. When an empath meets a narcissist in a romantic sense, be wary of your intuition. This intuition will not steer you wrong. Sometimes empaths choose to avoid listening to their intuition and override it, thinking they know better, and continue engaging in with a relationship when they feel something is off. Your intuition is there to protect and guide you. The narcissist knows that they must override and cause a distraction from the very beginning of the relationship. This distraction is called love bombing. What this love bombing does is separate you from your intuition. Because you are being highly flattered, you want to believe in the message that is being taught to you by the narcissist. And so therefore, they are trying to override your intuition. So again, be aware of your intuition. Listen to it. Narcissists want to gain your attention and to set you up to be a source of supply for future encounters should you pass a series of tests. Learn to detect love bombing. And when you see it, it's a red flag. Love bombing is over-the-top compliments. They sound so good to the ear. They are compliments that are outlandish even. Narcissists love bomb because they have a goal in mind or a target, and that target is you. Narcissists are keen in the way that they find a way to make another person feel good. Be on the lookout for this and let your intuition guide you to flagging the relationship as a big no and to stay away. Second, exercise boundaries early in the relationship. Narcissists hate boundaries. If you exercise a boundary, they will have many tactics to get you to try to overstep your own boundary. A narcissist will try to manipulate you and to try to get you to be sidetracked beyond what your boundary stated. The narcissist's attempts to get you to do whatever they want will be subtle at first, so much so you may not even be able to detect it, and they will try it over and over again from different angles. If you are looking for the tactics narcissists use to manipulate, deceive, and control, please take a look at Master Manipulators. Stick to your boundaries and be prepared to walk away. If someone does not respect your boundary, it's time to go. If you have found yourself to be in a relationship with a narcissist and are looking for assistance, guidance, and direction with a quick overview, please check out Overcoming the Devastation from Narcissistic Abuse. Third, keep yourself number one. If you have found yourself to be in a relationship with a narcissist and believe you carry the traits of being an empath, be careful of taking the back seat in the relationship. And what I mean by this is when a narcissist and an empath get into a relationship, the narcissist, due to their need for constant attention and energy, take center seat. There is no room for anyone else to be in their spot. You are secondary to them and are only in your position to prop them up. A narcissist is only in a relationship for what they can get out of it. Have a need in your life? Be sure the narcissist you are with will not be accessible and will be too busy for you. A narcissist is not looking to have a true relationship, even though they may claim they want this and even state it. If you are an empath, as much as you want to freely give out empathy, as it is second nature and is a healing medicine to many, use it in targeted areas where it is more appreciated. When empathy is used in a relationship with a narcissist, the narcissist is extracting the energy and not replacing it back into the relationship. And after time, this pouring out will leave the empath without the fuel to give. So keep yourself number one. Look out for your best interest and take care of yourself first, and others can then follow suit. Empathy is a great skill to have and to express. Many people are on the lookout to take advantage of your empathy. They will appear to be genuinely interested in you, but many times are takers and do not have your best interest at heart. This is Lynn, and this is the Moving Forward with Hope podcast. Check out our website, movingforwardafterabuse.com, for more info, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.